This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Law enforcement and defense lawyers from CU's law school are teaming up to look at whether dozens of Coloradans serving time in prison could have been wrongfully convicted based on potentially faulty hair analysis. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The science behind hair analysis has gotten much better in recent decades thanks to DNA. Back in the day, investigators used to look at hair samples under a microscope and analyze similarities. This has led to some wrongful convictions in other states. Colorado Bureau of Investigation officials have identified 51 convictions between 1976 and 1995, where hair analysis was part of the case. They'll look at transcripts and decide whether additional analysis with DNA could overturn that conviction. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado's largest coal-fired power plant could close years earlier than anticipated. That's according to a new proposal from Xcel Energy. CPR's Miguel Otonora reports.
Under the new agreement, Xcel would stop burning coal at the Comanche Generating Station in Pueblo by 2035. That could reduce greenhouse gas emissions from the utility by nearly 90% this decade. Pueblo Mayor Nick Gratisar had originally thought the plant would run through 2070, but still signed on to the deal. Environmental groups say the plant should still close by the end of the decade. The State Public Utilities Commission will hear the proposal next month. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
More people are asking for help paying their energy bills this year. Energy Outreach Colorado says calls to its bill payment assistance hotline have jumped by 60% compared to last year. Experts are projecting a spike in heating bills this winter because of a global shortage of natural gas and other fuels. This is CPR News and KRCC.